producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run.
It is.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, when Hitler started losing his battle against England and in North Africa, he decided to attack Russia. It's like, you know, I'm losing this battle with like a force a third the size of the Russian force. Let me just go attack the Russians real quick. And that's what psycho-globalists do is, historically, the same types, is when they start losing, they start attacking everyone. And I just want them to not start a nuclear war. Paul Watson, what else is coming up in the next hour that you're going to be hosting? I mean, I know I'm ranting here today, but, I mean, you just can't get more epic. And, again, people go to football games, they face paint, they scream, they yell for 3 hours till they're hoarse and can't talk. People think that's normal. I think that's mentally ill. I get upset about just insane levels of craziness, Paul.
Well, I mean, it's only natural, and what I'm going to get into is more media deception. The Huffington Post and a bunch of left-wing news outlets, The Independent and others, came out with this article claiming that only 3 refugees were involved in the mass molestation of women in Cologne on New Year's Eve. Turns out that they were talking about only the individuals who came from Syria and Iraq. Now, the rest of the individuals came from Morocco, Tunisia, and these other countries. They were migrants who had supposedly assimilated into Germany. So, in fact, it was worse. It was the migrants who had supposedly assimilated that were responsible for the rape. But then the top German prosecutor came out in Germany and said, no, the majority of them were recently arrived refugees.
And let's expand. You're going to cover all that. You're going to cover all that, so I'm going to stop you. What about Gloria Steinem basically defending to Bill Maher and saying Christians are the problem? What is wrong with this sick freak? Can't we send this worm to Saudi Arabia?
Well, it's because she's a regressive leftist and she's abandoned any liberal principles that she could have claimed to have in the first place. I've seen comments today of people saying, even if you dare raise the notion that migrants were responsible for things like Cologne, you're saying that all Muslims are rapists. Again, it's this mental block where
they can never do any wrong. They can never do any wrong.
Yeah.
What do you make of the feminist groups and people, former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, saying, if you vote for Bernie Sanders and not Hillary, you're going to hell if you're a woman? I mean, that is a cult of freaks. Women being lectured by some war criminal witch that you vote for a woman or you're going to hell? I mean, why do women want to be lectured to by this scum?
Well, it's all based around this entirely false premise that they've created, which is that, you know, which is Hillary Clinton's platform, which is what's between her legs. That's all she's got. She's the uber feminist. And yet it was her hiring people to intimidate Bill Clinton's rape victims. But that's not reported in the Huffington Post, so they're not going to find out about it. And even if they did, they would dismiss it because it challenges their belief system. And there's no more dogmatic belief system than this feminist mindset.
But I'll say this and turn it over. I'll say this and turn it over to you, Paul, because I know you got a lot coming up. The truth is, women have always run society in every major dominant culture. And men go out like the drones to fight and work and die to take care of them. And there's been chivalry rules from Japan to ancient Europe that you don't target women and children or your tyrants, and that it's men that get targeted, men that do the fighting, men that do the hanging, men that get hung, men that die, the men that are the pirates, the men that do it all, the men that go into the coal mines, the men. You're to die. You're a man. You don't have value. Sacrifice yourself for the species. And that's the truth. That's what we do. And they teach women, oh, you're going to have freedom being in the draft. You're going to have freedom not having a man. Being a slave to the state now and sell you that you're going to get all this power out of it, but all you get is enslavement, and now Gloria Steinem and George Soros are your owners. And so that's what these monsters are doing, is stealing your future. And so all that's happening is men have been removed. Men, to a great extent, don't exist anymore. And there's nothing but a robot world government now here to destroy the species. And so that's what you have to understand, and that's what they've established, and that's what they've built, and they are so incredibly proud of themselves. And now women have no defense and are being overrun and enslaved. Paul Watson's coming up. I'm Alex Jones.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back with the Full Power Live of the Alex Jones Show, Overdrive with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to go to your calls in the second half of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. If you want to talk about the death of Antonin Scalia, some of the questions that continue to swirl, despite the best efforts of some on the left to characterize any questioning whatsoever of the official narrative as crass and insensitive, while they simultaneously celebrate the death of Scalia and basically call for Clarence Thomas to be next. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into a top former U.S. intelligence official who had a top secret security clearance, who basically sounds like Alex Jones. He's saying that the pillow found on the face of Scalia was a tell, was a signal being sent a la the Godfather, that Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. We're going to get into that. But first, I want to play this clip, which is a summary of some of the questions being asked about the mysterious circumstances surrounding the death of Antonin Scalia. Here's the clip.
Anytime an extremely prominent person in the sphere of politics or law dies in unclear circumstances, the question needs to be asked. Was it foul play? The circumstances behind the death of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia remain unclear. Does that mean he was murdered as part of a devious conspiracy by the Democrats to tip the balance in the Supreme Court before Obama leaves office? No. Scalia was a 79-year-old man with admitted health problems, and the likeliest explanation is that he died of natural causes. But it doesn't take a wild conspiracy theorist to understand why people have questions. Why did law enforcement personnel tell Presidio County Judge Cinderella Guevara that there was no evidence of foul play when Scalia was found alone in his room with a pillow over his head? Was the immediate clampdown on any suggestion of foul play an attempt to prevent an autopsy from taking place? Why did Guevara initially tell the media that Scalia had died of a heart attack before hastily changing her mind and saying he died of natural causes? Why did Guevara pronounce that Scalia had died of natural causes without having actually seen the body? Why is no autopsy taking place despite Guevara's confusion as to how Scalia died, a decision disputed by other officials? Why was it necessary for no less than 20 police officers to escort Scalia's dead body to the Sunset Funeral Home in El Paso? Why was Scalia's body quickly embalmed, a process that would destroy toxicology evidence? Why did Scalia reportedly refuse to be provided with security detail, despite the fact that other Supreme Court justices had received death threats? Are reports true that Barack Obama was told about Scalia's death hours before a public announcement was made? If so, who told him? Was it John Poindexter, the Texas businessman and Democratic Party donor, who owned Cibolo Creek Ranch and was reportedly one of the first to learn of Scalia's death? And why does any of this matter? Well, if Obama is able to get his choice of Supreme Court justice confirmed to replace Scalia, America could be radically transformed. Scalia was a strict constitutionalist who consistently voted to protect free speech, freedom of religion, and the individual right to bear arms. All of those liberties and more are now under threat if Obama is able to appoint a leftist activist judge before he leaves the White House. Given this monumental motive and the unclear circumstances surrounding Scalia's death, the emergence of conspiracy theories is hardly a surprise.
So that's a summary of some of the questions surrounding the death of Antonin Scalia. And again, this is the question I've been asking. This is the comment I made on Twitter about an hour ago. According to leftists, it's sick and demented to question the circumstances surrounding Scalia's death. But celebrating Scalia's death is perfectly fine. So we had this deluge of hit pieces over the weekend, some of which Alex covered earlier, basically attacking Alex, attacking InfoWars, merely for highlighting some of these unanswered questions surrounding Scalia's death, which the Washington Post itself highlighted and admitted that the circumstances were still unclear. But we got the blame simply for asking the question. It was crass, it was insensitive. And I mentioned this when I was on with Alex. This is out of Jezebel.com, a feminist social justice warrior website. Loopy conspiracist Alex Jones thinks Justice Scalia was murdered because his gut told him so. Listen to the first sentence of this article. Noted conspiracy theorist, Illuminati believer, racist, and lovable anti-Semite, Alex Jones has made yet another grab for the spotlight. Okay, so they have hyperlinks from these claims that Alex Jones is a racist and an anti-Semite. Now, of course, most of their idiotic readers are not going to click on those hyperlinks. They're going to swallow the story whole without questioning it. But I actually took the trouble to click on those links. The link that claims to prove that Alex Jones is a racist is a link to a YouTube video in which Alex Jones attacks racist people who express the opinion that all white people should die. So again, the proof that Alex Jones is a racist is a video in which he argues against racism. The proof that Alex Jones is an anti-Semite, and again, you can click on the hyperlink from this article, it goes to Forbes.com. An article entitled, Who is Alex Jones Anyway? Five Fun Factoids. And one of those factoids is a mention of how when Charlie Sheen was on the show back, I guess it was a couple of years ago now, he had made supposedly anti-Semitic comments about Chuck Lorre. Again, those comments, whether you believe they were anti-Semitic or not, were made by Charlie Sheen, not Alex Jones. And in fact, in this article, the author states, quote, for the record, Jones himself has long taken pains to distance himself from overt anti-Semitism or racism of any kind. So again, the proof that Alex Jones is an anti-Semite, according to this Jezebel article, is a link to an article which says that Jones is not an anti-Semite. That's the level of proof we have presented here, these ad hominem arguments. They actually prove the opposite of what they're claiming. That's how weak and pathetic this hit piece is. And there were many others. There was the Sydney Morning Herald, all of a similar tone. But this perhaps takes the biscuit for the most outlandish, from the most weak in terms of an actual argument, where their claims are disproven by the supposed proof that they present in the form of these hyperlinks. So again, we had a deluge of attacks saying that it was crass, insensitive, to even ask questions about what happened to Scalia. But again, it was perfectly okay for the left to celebrate Scalia's death. You had a BuzzFeed editor tweeting out an emoji of a party popper. You had other people calling for Clarence Thomas, the black conservative Supreme Court justice, to be next. That's all perfectly fine. That's not crass. That's not insensitive. But don't you dare question the official narrative. My God, how dare you? You dangerous, evil conspiracy theorist. So this is an article up on Infowars.com right now. Leftist journalist social media users spew torrent of hate on hearing of Scalia's death. We have the screenshots from the tweets. And there are other articles in which they focus on tweets made by journalists, people in the media, as well as just leftists in general. And listen to the tone here. F you, Scalia, rot in hell. Learn the law while you're down there. Here's another one. Since death is the only way for a fat, evil effer like Scalia to be removed from the Supreme Court, hooray death. Here's another one. I know Hitler actually killed millions, whereas Scalia was a bigot in speech, but speech often leads to actions, hence the comparison. Rest in hell, Scalia. Proceed, Mr. President. Goodbye, Justice Scalia. Now go to hell. If Scalia's death is sad, the thousands who will die as a result of his suspending Obama's greenhouse gas emissions is far, far sadder. And it goes on and on. Liberals fantasizing, glorifying, celebrating the death of Scalia. But we're the ones who are being insensitive for asking why there was no autopsy. Why the police told the judge involved that there were no signs of foul play when Scalia had a pillow over his face. That's insensitive even to ask those questions. It's insensitive to ask why his dead body was transported to the funeral home by no less than 20 police officers. 20 police officers for one dead body. Now, you can understand it being, you know, having some kind of police guard around it, but it's a corpse. Not to be vulgar, but you really need 20 police officers to guard a corpse. This is one of the questions that people are asking. This is why we have polls now. 79% suspect foul play in death of Antonin Scalia. This is the Conservative Outfitters website. They have 40,000 people. In fact, it's probably closer to 45,000 now. Vote in this poll. 79% of them, almost 8 out of 10, said that there was foul play involved in the death of Scalia. to try and characterize these questions as the domain of fringe extremists, which the mainstream media has done, even though basically the Washington Post is pointing out the same things, is again completely misrepresentative of the sentiment that's out there. We'll get more into it after the break and take your calls on the Alex Jones Show Live. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are live on the 4th hour overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go to your calls in the next segment. We got Mike, John, Joe, and Walt Holding. They want to talk about Scalia. We're going to go to you in the next segment. But again, you're an evil, demented conspiracy theorist who is being crass and insensitive if you draw attention to any of these unanswered questions about the death of Antonin Scalia, unanswered questions that have been highlighted by the likes of the Washington Post. We didn't invent these facts, these circumstances, out of thin air. But you're crass, you're insensitive for doing that. But if you celebrate the death of Antonin Scalia and then call for the death of Clarence Thomas, that's liberal and trendy. This is out of twitchy.com. Clarence Thomas trends as liberals update their death wish lists for Scalia's puppet. Listen to some of these tweets that were sent out in the immediate aftermath of the announcement of Scalia's death. About Clarence Thomas, the second ever black Supreme Court justice, who of course is a conservative. These are tweets from actual leftists. Quote, if he dies during Black History Month, I'll never question God again. Fingers crossed, Clarence Thomas is next. Clarence Thomas will probably outlive all of us. Evil old black people live forever. My family is full of them. That was a tweet by a black guy. Here's another one. This is going to sound cold, but one down, one to go. Uncle Ruckus, Clarence Thomas, needs to go next. Then our country can start healing. These are actual tweets from leftists. Here's another. Now we just need the Grim Reaper to take out Clarence Thomas, and they'll be dancing in the streets. So I ask you, which is crass and insensitive, asking questions about why there was no autopsy, why his face had a pillow over it when he supposedly, you know, died in his sleep on his own in his hotel room? Why is it crass and insensitive to ask why his body needed a police escort of 20 officers? Why is it crass and insensitive to simply challenge the narrative on this issue, but then it's perfectly fine to openly glorify and celebrate the death of someone while then calling for the death of Clarence Thomas? Again, completely despicable behavior from the left. They will whine and all day. They will whine about people like Trayvon Martin. They will whine about the criminal Michael Brown. And then they will actually call for the death of successful African Americans simply because they have the wrong politics. Perfectly fine to call for the death of Clarence Thomas because he's a conservative, apparently. We've got Twitter bringing out this new censorship program, making an alliance with social justice warriors to censor conservatives, to define criticism of Islam as hate speech, to broaden the definition of harassment so that it includes telling a feminist she's a liar or she sucks. And yet you've got hundreds and hundreds of people on Twitter every day, not only celebrating the death of Antonin Scalia, not only calling for Clarence Thomas to be next, but calling for the death of Donald Trump every single day on Twitter. I mean, just go to Twitter right now and Google, in quotation marks, "kill Donald Trump" as a quote. You will find hundreds and thousands of individuals on Twitter who do that every single day. Do their accounts get suspended? No. Do they get reported for hate speech? No. In fact, I think there was only one incident where a guy who was maniacally waving knives around on camera, threatening to castrate Donald Trump, actually got a Secret Service visit. But you have leftists on Twitter engaging in actual violent hate speech every day. And this is what this was with Clarence Thomas, borderline violent hate speech. And yet we're the ones who are crass and insensitive for asking these questions. So we're going to get your take on that after the break. Here's another article out of Breitbart. Hour one, liberals respond to Antonin Scalia's death with hatred, mockery, joy. Within 1 hour of news breaking that Supreme Court Justice Scalia died in his sleep, progressives on Twitter put politics before basic human decency, both celebrating and mocking his death. So again, more tweets. We've got regressive leftists like Glenn Greenwald. Couldn't wait to jump in the fray. I mean, at least these people could keep quiet, right? They're not forced to express their respect and somber condolences for the death of anyone. But they chose to exploit the situation, not only to denigrate Justice Scalia, but in some cases to celebrate his death. Charles Manning, senior style editor for Cosmopolitan.com, said, quote, "The devil is back in hell. Yay." This was hours after his death was announced. Again, completely crass and insensitive. But we're evil for questioning Scalia's death. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
I'm just a sweet old lady who needs help crossing the street. But the real reason I want to get to the other side is so I can steal your identity along the way. While you're holding onto my hand, the RFID reader in my purse is capturing all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even your work ID badge isn't safe. Oh, you have an RFID chipped subway pass? Well, now, so do I.
Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago to prevent electronic pickpocketing. Even when your wallet is open, imitators don't do that. ID Stronghold wallets even cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection. Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallet.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
IDStronghold.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about Antonin Scalia. Obviously, we're going to go to your calls here in a second, but first I wanted to direct you to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, this is how you support not only the platform as it is, but the continued expansion of the platform. These are the war bonds in the info war. This is how we afford to send reporters out to these different locations to Bilderberg, to the mainstream media directly, to challenge the narrative by being there on the ground. And we've proven very successful at that over the past 2 or 3 years. And that's purely down to your support, which is why we need it to continue flooding in. So we've got the Hillary for Prison t-shirts. We've got Anthroplex, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. Of course, Brain Force, which I've used and it proved very successful when I took it back when I was visiting Austin last year. So all those great products are at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, vital to support this broadcast and the expansion of InfoWars. So obviously we're talking about Antonin Scalia. And as you heard in the video, you know, this was a 79-year-old guy. He had health problems. Yes, Occam's razor suggests that natural causes are the most likely explanation for his death. But when you have all these unanswered questions, these unclear circumstances, as the Washington Post defined it, it's only natural to ask questions. Given the political prominence of Scalia and the fact that the Supreme Court could now be tipped back in the balance of leftists on major, major issues such as gun control, abortion, free speech, the Fourth Amendment, which we're going to get into. They're now talking about Loretta Lynch being the favorite to replace Scalia, who was extremely strong on the Fourth Amendment. He made numerous rulings, again, protecting the right of Americans against unlawful searches and seizures. Then you've got Loretta Lynch, who doesn't even believe in the concept of innocent until proven guilty. She's pro-asset forfeiture seizure, which again, no warrant, no evidence of a crime. The police can take your money, take your property. Again, presumed guilt before innocence. That's what Loretta Lynch believes in. And they're talking about her being the potential next Supreme Court justice to replace Scalia. So, of course, this is a monumental turn. This could completely transform America. So it's only right to ask questions about the circumstances surrounding Scalia's death, which we will continue to do. I'm going to go to some of these calls now. Walt in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Walt.
Hello, Joseph. Here's what my take on it is. Scalia showed that he was a nationalist in his ideology and his positions. But the contrast of him belonging to the Knights of Malta in Opus Dei, which are internationalists, and which the Pope of Rome is calling for a new world order and redistribution of the wealth and carbon taxes, and he's against our Constitution ideologically, and papacy has been all along. Scalia seems to have run contrary to his boss's directions that were given to Obama when he came here to visit.
No, I mean, the point is the rulings he'd made. I hear you on the organizations he was affiliated to. But, I mean, you look at the Fourth Amendment, and you look at the First Amendment, free speech, Texas versus Johnson. He voted that flag burning was a constitutionally protected expression. Again, he came down on the side of the Constitution. Brown versus EMA. Double, this is out of Max Lavo SHTF plan. A double victory for First Amendment advocates that protected both depictions of violence and minors' rights. And he dissented in Maryland versus King, arguing that the Fourth Amendment forbids law enforcement from collecting DNA from arrestees. And there are more cases. So down the line with the Fourth Amendment and with the First Amendment, he's been on the side of the Constitution. Then you get someone like Loretta Lynch, who doesn't even believe that Americans are innocent until proven guilty in the context of asset forfeiture seizure. So that's why people are concerned about this. But thanks for the call. We're going to go to Mike in Virginia. You're on the air, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike. You know, I've heard about the pillow and everything. And, you don't need an autopsy by a coroner or pathologist to determine whether Scalia was asphyxiated with the pillow. All one has to do is open up his eyes and look at the eyes, and if you see red dots on the eye, you know that Antonin Scalia was asphyxiated. And you don't have to be a pathologist to know what to look for. All you look for is red spots in the eyes, a Secret Service agent, FBI agent, or an executive security officer branch agent could look at his eyes and they'd determine whether he was asphyxiated or not. And like I say, the funeral director from the funeral home could open up his eyes and look for the red dots. If there's no red dots in the eyes, he wasn't asphyxiated. That's a common thing that happens when one gets asphyxiated. And that's the truth you're not hearing.
Well, exactly. And But Judge Guevara, she declared that he had died of natural causes. First she said heart attack, then changed her mind almost immediately. She said that Scalia had died of natural causes without even having seen the body. It was done via a telephone call. The police said there was no evidence whatsoever of any foul play, again, despite the fact that the pillow was found on his head, as we later found out. And again, there's this report that he was almost immediately embalmed. So again, destroying any potential toxicology evidence. Now, I'm not a medical examiner, obviously, but these questions do need to be answered. This is extremely suspicious, given the prominence of Scalia. So yes, presumably it would be easy to tell if, you know, there had been foul play, if he had been asphyxiated. But we're not going to get access to that because no autopsy is going to happen. They've already pronounced him dead of natural causes, again, via a telephone call without even seeing the body. I mean, that sounds pretty unprecedented. I know it is generally accepted that that's the case in Texas, but again, just the rush to judgment on this is extremely eyebrow-raising, to say the least. And I'm not saying that he was murdered. I'm saying the likelihood is that, you know, he had health problems. We know that. They were reported beforehand. But again, these questions need to be answered. That's why we're talking about it. And we're going to go to John in Idaho. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Paul. I was going over the Obama shortlist for replacements here. But as we move through this process and we continue to dig deeper, what I'm coming into contact with is the idea that being that this is his last year in office, he's trying to position the Supreme Court in a manner that will be conducive to cooperating with the UN World Court. And so basically this goes above and beyond our own nation in terms of trying to put more liberal judges or more conservative. That's not even the issue. The issue here is flushing out somebody like a Scalia and like a Thomas so that we'll make headway for scenarios down the road in the future where Supreme Court will have to give themselves over to the UN World Court. And then that goes into the whole thing with the UN, basically superseding, continuing to supersede our own country's laws and our own way of doing things here with our government. But another thing, Paul, I wanted to bring up, I tried to email you about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, in regard to the possible use of low-yield tactical nuclear weapons in Yemen by the Saudis. And I sent an email to the TIPS line and or the TIPS email, and I think to yours. I don't know if you received that, but I was just trying to see if anybody could help me make some headway.
No, obviously we're bombarded constantly. The best way to get it to me is probably via Facebook, if you use Facebook, or via Twitter, because those are the ones I check most regularly. But thanks for the call. And yeah, the point about the UN, of course, we had the carbon emissions thrown out just recently. The UN is pushing this Agenda 21 global carbon tax model, and the Supreme Court has proven somewhat of a block against that. But here's the other angle, and we're going to go to this clip in a second before we go back to your calls. Basically, you've got the Democrats saying, how dare those nasty Republicans even entertain the notion that they could block Obama's next Supreme Justice appointment to replace Scalia? Because, of course, that has to happen while Obama is still in office, which is only going to be about for another 10, 11 months. So they're chastising the Republicans because they've made noises that they might try and block this, might try and drag it out until potentially a Republican takes the Oval Office in the next election. And again, they're saying, how dare they do this for 10, 11 months? This is anti-democratic. This is disgraceful. Well, this is what Chuck Schumer said, the Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, back in 2007. Here's the clip from Fox News.
Isn't it ironic, too, that Justice Scalia was, he was one to say publicly, I wish it were different. I wish the court had not found itself in this position in American political culture. I want to take you back to 2007 now. Here is Chuck Schumer. I think it was about 18 months right before the election. I think that's right, the summer of 2007. And this is what he said about appointments then in an election year.
We should not confirm any Bush nominee to the Supreme Court except in extraordinary circumstances. They must prove by actions, not words, that they are in the mainstream, rather than we have to prove that they are not.
I would imagine.
So there we have Fox News doing a flashback to Chuck Schumer back in 2007. Again, 18 months before Bush left office, saying we have to block Bush's next Supreme Court appointment. So you've got Democrats whining about Republicans threatening to do the same thing for a period of, what, 10, 11 months? They were wanting to do it 18 months before Bush left office, almost double the time period. So again, that just highlights the hypocrisy with the speculation surrounding this next Supreme Court appointment. We're going to go back to these calls now, though. We have, who do we have? Joe in Delaware. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'll make this call short, and thank you so much for taking my call. I'll do this in chronological order, if you will allow me to, sir, on the subject of political assassinations. First case, 1950s. Soviet KGB in Western Germany assassinated two Ukrainian nationalist leaders, Lev Rebet and Stepan Bandera, with a pen-like device that emitted a poison spray that upon autopsy showed up to be a heart attack. We would not find out about it except for the defection of the defector and the KGB officer, Bogdan Stashinsky. Second case in point, the book by the CIA officer, Victor Marchetti, in the 1970s, The Search for the Manchurian Candidate. Third case in the public record, as you British would like to say, in point, by the author and former Mossad officer, Victor Ostrovsky, on Mossad assassination methods, where we have found, and again, this has been verified in the public record recently, where the Mossad has assassinated people with drugs and used up to 14 people using forged Canadian passports in Dubai in a hit team device against Arab nationalists. Discredit Israel and to make it look like natural causes through drugs and pillows. So that's my comment for the show, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thanks, Joe. No, I mean, that's the point, isn't it? False flags are by no means a fringe conspiracy theory. They're an admitted form of statecraft and have been for several decades. Operation Gladio, again, the Italian parliament investigated this. They found numerous examples of state involvement in assassinations, in terrorist attacks throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s when they wanted at the time to blame it on left-wing groups, government involvement in assassinations and terror attacks. This is not harebrained conspiracy theory that we're even entertaining this notion. So let's go to more of your calls here. We have John in New York. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Hey, John, Paul, this is John in New York. I'm going to say something about how the I used to work in the news business, a major television network on the west side of Manhattan. And I'm seeing that they're diverting a lot of this stuff. The attention is being drawn away from, let's say, the confirmation of Loretta Lynch. And we will see an event that will steal the thunder from an investigation of Loretta Lynch. There'll be a possible other kind of an attack or news event, and it will cause InfoWars to operate in a deficit, trying to prevent themselves from being labeled as conspiracy theorists. What I believe we need to do is create from the public, these last couple of calls were brilliant people, and create a list of possible events that will be used in advance to steal the thunder away and to make InfoWars look like jerks. I believe that one of the things that could possibly be, I phoned in back in January and said that 10 nuclear fuel rods fell down inside the reactor pool at Indian Point. The great interrupter of your boss sometimes rushes ahead, and he didn't let me finish. I believe that that incident is not over yet. They did not. The water has now been found to have 65,000 times the amount of radioactivity. That, I believe, is going to be used as another item to steal the thunder away when it turns out that Indian Point is another Fukushima on the edge of the Hudson. It is my thought that if Hillary Clinton gets in trouble, there will be an incident where patriots invade an armory and steal hundreds of weapons, and the New World Order safe cities thing will have to do house-to-house break-ins to get all the weapons away from the people. That will steal thunder away, or there will be a possible attempt on Bill Clinton's life. Somebody will have lined the staircase with banana peels, and Bill will be in...
Okay, we got to leave it there. Interesting scenarios. I mean, a lot could happen between now and the election. We'll be back in the final segment. This is the Alex Jones Show Live Overdrive, InfoWars.com.
Hello. My name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, into the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
All the leaves are brown.
It's the final segment of Overdrive, fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. There's a former U.S. intelligence official named Ray Starman who's come out with an interesting article. Again, this is a guy who had top secret clearance, and he basically sounds like Alex Jones. And he talks about the pillow, which was apparently found on the head of Antonin Scalia. He says, the pillow over the head is a warning. The same people who want you to believe Scalia died of a heart attack or natural causes are the same people who want you to believe that Hillary won the Iowa caucuses with six coin tosses. And the same people who want you to believe after 50 years that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin of President Kennedy. Of course, the MSN has reported on none of this. So he's come out, said it looks very suspicious, looks like foul play. References, again, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. He thinks that was a signal, that was a tell that there was foul play involved. So we're going to get more into that. I'll put an article about that up on the website after I get off air here. A few more articles to cover here in the closing minutes. Breitbart reports left media migrant rape cover-up. HuffPost, Independent, and United Nations claim Cologne attackers not refugees. German prosecutor responds, total nonsense. Mainstream media outlets have been blasted for peddling, quote, total nonsense today as left-wing newspapers coalesce to claim with one voice that only three of the suspects involved in Cologne's mass migrant rape on New Year's Eve were recent migrants or refugees. So basically they came out and said, because only three of the individuals so far identified by authorities as having been involved in the mass molestation of women, not only in Cologne on New Year's Eve, but other cities, only three of those are from Iraq or Syria. So they only count people as being refugees if they're from Iraq or Syria. But of course, we know that thousands, hundreds of thousands of individuals from numerous countries all over the Middle East have poured into Europe over the past year. They're not refugees. They're economic migrants fleeing to get on welfare and benefits. So the rest of the culprits in the Cologne attack have been identified as Moroccans, as Tunisians, as people from all these different parts of the world. And the prosecutor came out and said, yes, they are refugees. They've come in over the past year. So again, completely disproving this narrative that went out over the weekend that only three of the individuals involved were refugees. Of course, even if that were true, then it only provides us with a bigger problem. If it were true that only three out of the 60-odd culprits were refugees, then the rest were immigrants who had supposedly been assimilated into German society, and yet they were still carrying out these rapes, these thefts, these molestations. So even if the initial claim was true, which it wasn't, that would be a bigger problem. Yet they tried to spin it as, oh, look at all these right-wingers. Your talking point that migrants are to blame for Cologne has been demolished. Well, no, it hasn't been demolished because the German prosecutor came out immediately afterwards and said that those claims were, quote, total nonsense. So that narrative has completely backfired. Got this out of Spisa.com. Swedish National Police Chief cannot guarantee the safety of the Swedish people anymore. Even as one of the countries that's accepted a wave of migrants, now you've got the police chief saying it's out of control. These Muslim ghetto areas are no-go zones. We can't get police in there. And crime is escalating. Also got this out of Breitbart. Tommy Robinson attacked, hospitalized 1 week after revealing Islamists are out to kill him. Again, a prominent critic of Islam who's been on this show a couple of times, attacked in the street, knocked unconscious while out with his wife. This is the religion of peace exacting its revenge once again. But stay tuned tonight for InfoWars Nightly News. That's going to wrap it up for the fourth hour. Alex will be back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN.